From KALW News, I'm Johanna Miyake with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today, we're talking about San Francisco's Proposition B. From our friends at San Francisco Public Press, here's reporter Shu Wu.
Proposition B would let San Francisco borrow up to $319 million to build new infrastructure and upgrade existing buildings, roads, and public spaces. The bond would replace an expiring bond, so it wouldn't raise current property taxes. A majority of Prop B revenue would fund improvements at healthcare facilities, split among community health centers and hospitals, including Chinatown Public Health Center, which would receive funding for full renovation. The bond would also pay for the relocation of City Clinic, which provides HIV and STD treatment to youth and low-income residents. Laguna Honda and Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital would together get a total of $106 million for seismic upgrades and other critical repairs. Proposition B would also pay for a new homeless shelter space, road repair, and improvements to public spaces, including a project to upgrade Harvey Milk Plaza in the Castro. Supporters of the bond measure include Mayor London Bree, the entire Board of Supervisors, and numerous local groups. They say the bond will provide critical investment for the city's public health and safety infrastructure. Opponents include the San Francisco Apartment Association, who want to lower property taxes. Because it is a bond measure, Proposition B requires a two-thirds vote to pass.
That's a brief take on Prop B from our friends at San Francisco Public Press. For more election coverage, go to kalw.org.